This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
I'm Bridget O'Boyle, Branding and Marketing Director for the Alatea English Edition, and today I'd like to introduce you to St. Pancras, child martyr from Rome. According to ancient traditions, he was an orphan who was brought to Rome by his uncle, St. Dionysus. After converting to Christianity, Pancras, who was only 14 years old, was martyred by Saints Nerus and Achilles, who are also honored on this day for publicly professing their faith in Christ. Devotion to St. Pancras was quite popular in the Middle Ages, especially in England, where St. Augustine of Canterbury dedicated the first church in England to the young martyr. St. Pancras is honored as a miracle worker and also one of the patron saints of children. Spiritual bonus. St. Dionysus, the guardian and uncle of St. Pancras, died from abuse and neglect in prison sometime after the martyrdom of his nephew. He is also honored as a martyr, and his memory is kept on this day out of respect for the relationship that he had with his nephew. For reflection, at that time Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to your little ones." Matthew 11:25-26. Let us pray. May your church rejoice, O God, confident in the intercession of the martyr St. Pancras, and for his glorious prayers, may she persevere in devotion to you and stand ever firm. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Although there is little known about the certainty of the life of St. Pancras, the essential facts that we heard today are sufficient cause for our admiration. He was an orphan who traveled to Rome from the East in the company of his uncle, and the pair converted to Christianity and then died for the conversion during the reign of Diocletian. Pancras was perhaps 14 years old when he traded his earthly life for a better one in heaven. He likely became well known owing to his rare combination of youth and heroic witness with his martyrdom. Our martyr was buried near a major Rome road, and a modest basilica was constructed over his tomb. The shrine and its catacombs became a popular pilgrimage site, particularly due to the healing bath, which was famous for its curative powers.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org. Where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
As tensions rise over abortion, Catholics are invited to pray the rosary this coming Friday. The U.S. bishops are calling on the faithful to join in prayer on May 13th, the memorial of Our Lady of Fatima. The leak of the draft Supreme Court opinion indicating the possible reversal of Roe v. Wade was followed by demonstrations orchestrated by abortion advocates over Mother's Day weekend. Pro-abortion rights groups took to social media to organize the interruption of Catholic masses and the harassment of Supreme Court justices at their homes, while several pro-life pregnancy centers were vandalized. On Tuesday, two Catholic bishops invited Catholics to witness to the beautiful gift of life with civility and love by joining in fasting and prayer. Archbishop Jose Gomez of Los Angeles, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, and Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore called on Catholics to fast and pray the rosary on Friday, May 13th, which is the memorial of Our Lady of Fatima. In a press release, the bishops wrote, "In the midst of the current tensions, we invite Catholics around the country to join us in fasting and praying of the rosary on Friday, May 13th, for our nation, for the integrity of our judicial system, and for all branches of government, that they be dedicated to seeking the common good and protecting the dignity and rights of the human person from conception to natural death," is what they said. And for the overturning of Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey in the Supreme Court's final decisions in Dobbs v. Jackson.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
Recently, the Pope released his full text for Grandparents' Day, and he shares in it that blessed is the house where the older person lives. The second World Day of Grandparents and Elderly will be celebrated on July 24th. Here is some of the text from the message. Dear friends, he shared, in old age, they will still bear fruit. Psalm 92:15. These are the words of the psalmist of glad tidings, a true gospel that we can proclaim to all on this second World Day of Grandparents and Elderly. They run counter to what the world thinks about this stage of life, but also to the attitude of grim resignation shown by some of us elderly people who harbor few expectations for the future. Many people are afraid of old age. They consider it to be sort of a disease with which any contact is best to be avoided. The elderly, they think, are none of their concern and should be set apart, perhaps in homes or places where they can be cared for, lest they have to deal with their problems. This is the mindset of the throwaway culture, which leads us to think that we are somehow different from the poor and vulnerable in our mindset, untouched by their frailties and separated from them with their troubles. The scriptures see things differently. A long life, so the Bible teaches, is a blessing. And the elderly are not outcasts to be shunned, but living signs of the goodness of God, who bestows life in abundance. Blessed is the house where an older person lives, and blessed is the family that honors the elderly. Old age is not a time of life easily understood, even by those of us who are already experiencing it. Even though it eventually comes with the passage of time, no one prepares us for old age, and at times it seems to take us by surprise. The more developed societies expand large sums on this stage of life without really helping people to understand and appreciate it. They offer healthcare plans to the elderly, but not plans for living out this age to the fullest. On the one hand, we are tempted to ward off old age by hiding our wrinkles and pretending to be forever young, while on the other hand, we imagine that the only thing we can do is bide our time, thinking glumly about what we cannot still bring forth fruit.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Aletea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.